You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yes, yes. Welcome. Welcome to the show where no topic is off limits. We'll go in any direction at any time and tackle whatever. The only rule is if it's interesting to me, it'll be interesting to you. In other words, if I'm not interested in it, then you shouldn't be interested in it. That's what it comes down to. Yes. Yes. Okay. Continuing with the fresh material while on vacation stuff. And I do that because you are a TJ Fanatico. Yes. I don't do that for just anybody. Just the TJ Fanaticos, of which you are one. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, make sure you go and fill out that little questionnaire and stuff and tell me what you think of the podcast, because, you know, I do... regardless of what a lot of people think, I do. I appreciate the feedback, even if it's negative. And I know the negative things that people are saying, stuff like, it's not long enough. We need more of you. It's over too quickly. You know, believe me, that's a complaint I've gotten many, many times. So, yeah, go to acetj.com/fanatico. acetj.com/fanatico. All right. So today we have a stupid celebrity story. Ha ha. Stupid celebrity news. Stupid celebrity news. Stupid celebrity news. The news isn't stupid. The celebrity is. That's the way we look at it. Now, this celebrity is Don Lemon. Now, Don Lemon... I'm not just saying this, but I believe Don Lemon to be one of the most dense people ever to make it in show business, in the media. He is not just, you know, stupid as in, you know, he believes these crazy political things and all that. But again, it's not the political show, even though I got my backdrop here, the American flag backdrop. It's the political show backdrop, but... I explained this the other day. I'm having to do it in front of this political show backdrop because it's the best place to record in my house. Sorry. Not sorry for the flag, but sorry if you got it confused. But this is not the political show. But I can point out that I am a conservative, and I think Don Lemon is a wacko with his political beliefs. As a matter of fact, I know he is. But I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about this man is stupid. This man is dumb, y'all. I go back to when that airline disappeared. Just that air, not the whole airline, but the commercial jet disappeared. And he looked at that person from the airline and said, "Look, I know that there's no such thing as disappearing into a black hole, but." Do you think, what are the odds of this being a disappearance into a black hole? It wasn't exact. I mean, that's not a quote. I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty close. So he's in the news now because he had stricken up a deal to do a talk show on X. You know, that's that Elon Musk's social media network. And here's the thing about Elon Musk, and I can tell you this from the perspective of a person who does keep up with the political world. Elon Musk is not this rock-ribbed, fire and brimstone conservative that the media makes him out to be, because he bought Twitter, and now they think that he might as well just be, I don't know, Ronald Reagan standing up in front of him, Mr. Conservative. But that's not true. He's never, I don't think he's ever voted for a Republican. He's always been a Democrat. Hey, he's in the electric car business. That can't be a conservative, right? Electric cars. Plus, he's a foreigner. Anyway, the media and the Democrats, the leftists, they don't really support free speech. They only support the speech that they agree with. So when he bought Twitter, Twitter was a tool of the Democrat Party. And I'm not just saying that to get under your skin if you're a Democrat. It's the truth. I swear. The Democrats got special treatment on Twitter. The Democrat administration, the Biden administration, was able to shut down people during COVID for saying stuff that they determined wasn't right for people to hear about the truth with COVID, and all of that turned out to be true. Things like that. So Elon Musk buys Twitter, loses money, still losing money every day on Twitter. Buys it because he feels that the principles of free speech are so important that he has to step in and do something. He didn't say, I'm turning it into a conservative platform. All he's done is open it up to free speech, which, let's face it, certain members of our society can't handle that. One of them must be Don Lemon. He interviewed Elon Musk, and it was to be his first interview of his new show on X. They get into it because he starts asking Elon Musk about destructive speech and why he allows this to be on X and why he doesn't take this down. And Elon Musk said multiple times, I don't allow anything that is illegal speech to stay on Twitter or to be posted on X. Don Lemon gives him an example of some quote unquote hateful speech that has been posted on X. And Elon Musk looks at him and he says, but that's not illegal. It's not illegal to say that. And then Don Lemon replies with, yeah, but it's been up there a long time. Like they're not even talking about, you know, in the same arena. And then he goes, right, but it's not. And he's trying to be patient with dumb Don. I mean, you could see it. Elon was trying to be so patient with him. Because, I mean, it's like talking to a child, you know. It's like, okay, buddy. But listen to me, though. That's not illegal. What they said is not illegal. But it's been up there. You've allowed it to be up there. Right. Because it's not illegal. The rule is nothing illegal. But, I mean, how do you defend this? It's been up there. Everybody sees it. Everybody can go and see this hateful speech every day. And they go back and forth. And Don Lemon still, hello, is anybody home? He still... Either he doesn't get it or he's pretending like he doesn't get it. But I think he really doesn't get it. So a whole big, I think what they officially called it was a kerfuffle, breaks out. And now they said, Elon Musk, after that interview, says, okay, I'm not dealing with this idiot anymore. We don't have a deal. You're not going to be broadcasting on X. Deal's off, whatever. So now that allows... Dumb Don to go play the victim. And then in turn, the victim, then the hero. So all of that to bring us to where this story is. He was on the Tamron Hall show. And I don't know what Don has done. I don't know if he got new veneers or if he got his neck done, you know, maybe a little nip and a tuck. I don't know, but he looks different. He looks almost like I can't show you because my camera's plugged in the computer. But he looks almost like a very animatronic up in the face. You know, like he'd be at Chuck E. Cheese or something singing. Good looking man still. I'm not saying he's not good looking, but he doesn't look real, you know. Okay. So he's on the Tamron Hall show. He's talking about the whole thing. And, you know, of course, he doesn't tell the truth and say, hey, you know what, Tamron, that was my fault because I was just too stupid to understand what he was saying. So I rubbed him the wrong way. And then he's probably like, if this guy's this stupid, how can I trust him to do a show on my social medias? You know? Now he also goes into talking about when he got fired from CNN last year. And this is where the real victim status comes in. This is where the real victim play. He told her, talking about his firing from CNN, I have suffered from depression and take an antidepressant now. Now, when you say that to a crowd in 2024, when you say, I had mental health issues and I'm taking medication for it, they perk up. Oh. And then when you double down and say, and I'm in therapy. Oh, my God. Oh. It's not to say that people shouldn't go to therapy if they need it. And we've been through this already a million times. Not everybody needs therapy. People who are under 40 think that everybody should go to therapy no matter what. And they look at it as a great accomplishment for someone. Like, oh, you're in therapy. Wow, then you really are interested in being the best you can be. Well, I don't know so much about that, but so he shared, quote, it helped me get through the summer and being fired. I do talk therapy now. Does that mean that he's just talking about going to therapy, or does he mean he talks in therapy? That's curious. That's very curious. He said, I do talk therapy now, but my doctor has also done guided therapy with me on drugs. You see what I mean? Does that sound like a statement from a person who's all there? It helped me get through the summer after being fired. I do talk therapy now, but my doctor has also done guided therapy with me on drugs. That sounds like gibberish to me. Maybe I'm the one maybe I'm not seeing something. I don't know. Somebody who was there at the show said, quote, he was crying and happy to see Tamron rebounded after NBC, and he's still emotional about everything. Yeah. Okay. Now, here's the thing. You know, that whole thing is just what I made of it. It's just silly. Don Lemon's a joke. But this is what I don't understand about a lot of people, okay? He's sitting up there talking about crying, depression, all of this. Now, while he was crying after being fired from CNN, he had to be still sitting on a great fortune because they paid him a lot of money to be a terrible anchor on CNN. And if CNN had a conscience about anything. They'd be embarrassed by the work that Don Lemon did while he was there. But still, you got to figure he's a millionaire and he's sitting around depressed because he got fired. And also he knew that in the works was a buyout of his contract and possibly a lawsuit for breaking the contract or whatever, unlawful termination, whatever. And it didn't take him long to get a $24.5 million payout from CNN. You got that kind of money? Why are you stressing about anything, including getting back on TV? Man, I never understand that. You got these celebrities and these high profile people that make all of this money. And a lot of times you hear about it coming in either one, you know, big lump sum or either, you know, a payout over 2 years or something like these coaches, these college coaches and NFL coaches that get fired before their contract's up and they get paid off like millions and millions of dollars. I don't know why they keep stressing about stuff. I get it. Maybe you don't want to just go away and retire, but don't put yourself in another high stress situation. You got money to be comfortable, like hugely comfortable the rest of your life. Why? I mean, if you're Don Lemon and you just made, let's forget what all money he's made over the years to become a multimillionaire. Being a CNN primetime anchor and was there a long time. You get fired from CNN, you get your $25 million, and you don't want to just go away and sit at home and wither on the vine. You know how people, when they say they retire, they, you know, that's when they really start going downhill and all that. Open up a bait shop or something. Or if you still want to do communications, start a podcast out of your house or buy the most luxurious studio you've ever seen and do it just to give yourself something to do, something to keep you occupied. Don't run around fretting and being depressed over trying to get the next TV gig, the next, you know, stressing on the next high paying gig. Let's say I was working for a radio company and they ended my contract before it was up and they owed me, you know, let's say $5 million to buy out my contract and they gave it to me. Man, I would be investing that money and saving it and, you know, pretty much keeping the lifestyle that I have now. I'd spend a little bit more money. I'd take, you know, a little bit better vacations like I used to when we had, you know, we were on top of the world as radio legends and all before we decided to start, you know, a new business, because radio, as far as, you know, what we always excelled at, is just kind of taking a dump. The industry did. We didn't. We went out on top ratings. Ace and I did. Be that as it may, we're struggling to build a business from the ground up now. And not saying struggling, you know, it's just not what it was, but you know, we'll get back there. But I wouldn't be stressing about any of that. I wouldn't stress about anything. I'd take my money, invest it, and then I wouldn't just go sit on the couch all day and watch crime shows. And I know people think that's all I do now is watch crime documentaries. I would do basically what I'm doing this minute, right now, what I'm doing. I'd be sitting here keeping up with the news, commentating on it, giving my perspective on it, calling celebrities idiots, making fun of them, you know, because I really enjoy this. And if I had, you know, instead of this broken office chair that I'm sitting in that has to have throw pillows on it because it keeps sinking down, I'd be sitting on a, you know, like a stack of cash, having fun. You know, I don't get it. You know, LSU's great coach from a few years back, Coach O, was his name. And he talked like this. I know you know who he is. Everybody loved him. He would talk like this. He'd say, "Go Tigers." Yeah, we got to get, you know, we're doing really, really good on offense out there in the first half, but we got to stop them. We got to make a few more stops on defense. And then they would say, "Okay, thank you, coach." And he'd go, "All right, go Tigers." Now, he's considered to have had the greatest college football team in the history of college football. The 2019 national champion LSU Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Then COVID came, and then there was something else that, you know, things started kind of falling apart, and he got fired. So I don't know. I think his payout, what they owed him left on his contract, was $17 million, something like that. Could have been more. I don't know. But at his press conference, they asked him what he was going to do. He said, "Well, you know, I'm going to just try to, you know, gather my thoughts and see what's going on. I might go have me a Sonic burger, but, you know, I got enough money now. Maybe I have two Sonic burgers." I mean, we're talking about a South Louisiana character. I mean, this is a Cajun character, and that's what I might have two Sonic burgers. You know, I got enough money now. I might have two. And then you see him popping up on people's social media. They got a video of him in the Virgin Islands, just, you know, hanging out at a bar down there and stuff like that. That's what I would be doing. I'd take my $17 million, go get a couple of Sonic burgers, and then head to the Virgin Islands. Now, he may show back up in a high-profile, high-stress coaching situation someday, but I wouldn't. I'd just keep going like he's going, doing what I wanted to do. Yeah, so what? I don't have $100 million. I got, if I'm Don Lemon, I'm like, I've got $25 million plus whatever else you had. You know, take your low IQ off, you know, into the sunset. Stop putting that low IQ on display for people to witness. It's no good. It's no good.
Go Tigers.
Okay. There you go. The fresh vacation material for today. Thank you so much for listening and watching and doing. I love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.